Dan Richman is a former senior reporter with Smart Grid Today. He lives on Whidbey Island, where power outages are routine in windstorms. He says that's usually just an inconvenience when you're used to it. But he also says there's the potential to avert disasters with the so-called smart grid.
It's a shorthand way of saying, let's add computer intelligence and two-way communications to the power delivery system.
This technology is being tested all over the country, including in New York, and in some cases deployed effectively, Richman says. So utilities can have automated fault detection where little nodes in the power grid give off a last gasp digital signal before they go down, rather than the utility relying on customers to call in and complain.
There's also what's called self-healing, which is not only telling you where the faults are, but automatically finding an alternate way of delivering power to avoid or minimize outages.
Some of this is already in play here in the Northwest. For example, the University of Washington and Seattle City Light are part of a multi-state demonstration project funded jointly with the U.S. Department of Energy. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.